When it comes to affordable housing, mobile homes often get overlooked. But in King County, over 9,000 households live in a mobile home. But they're disappearing because real estate values are soaring and landowners are redeveloping the property. As Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports, some mobile home owners are trying to stay put.
Underneath the SeaTac Airport flight path, there's a giant field of dirt, and it has a lot to say.
And says, please be advised that your tenancy of the above premises will terminate effective.
I'm reading the park closure notices on a sign overlooking the field. Over 100 mobile homes and their residents used to be here. Now, in their place, developers are building a big apartment complex. One day, those units will be rented as affordable housing. But in the meantime, the people who used to live here had to go somewhere else. Residents at a nearby mobile home park are trying to stop the same thing from happening to them. 5 minutes up the road in SeaTac is the Furs Mobile Home Park. At one house, the kids watch cartoons and their mom, Marta Zamora, boils water for cinnamon tea. Zamora says she and her husband bought this place as newlyweds so they could be homeowners.
You can be sure that you have something that's yours, that nobody can come and kick you out.
Homeownership means nobody can come and kick you out. But over a year ago, they got one of those park closure notices, and the residents have been fighting it ever since. While mobile homeowners own the structure of their houses, they pay rent on the land underneath it. At this park, it's $500 a month. Landowner Jong Park didn't want to be recorded, but he told me it's too costly and too much of a headache to keep maintaining the mobile home park. Instead, he says he's gone into business with some friends and relatives to build a hotel and apartment building here. Zamora says if they had to leave their home, she doesn't know how her family would afford rent anywhere else.
It's going to be like 80% of our incomes only on rent, so it's too expensive for us.
And why don't they just pick up and move their mobile home? Well, the word mobile is misleading because the law says her home and many others here are too old to move to another park. Usually when a park closes, the homes don't move. They get demolished.
Mobile home parks are increasingly an endangered species.
Stephen Norman heads the King County Housing Authority. Since 2016, 5 parks have closed in the county, displacing over 200 mobile homes.
Land is getting increasingly valuable within the Seattle metropolitan area. And many of these parks, simple economics, are worth more as a redevelopment site than they are as a mobile home park.
Norman says his inner Eeyore comes out when he talks about the future of affordable housing in the region. He says as mobile home parks close, their low-income residents could become homeless. In some rare cases, the housing authority steps in to preserve a park, but it depends on who's selling it, like park owner Matt Marcus.
I've had customers that has known me since I was a kid. And, you know, it's hard to look at them in the face and go, well, sorry, your home's, you know, being removed. You know, you can't do that. It just doesn't feel good.
The Marcus family has been in the mobile home business for decades. Recently, they decided to sell off one park in Redmond called Friendly Village. Marcus says the family wanted to preserve it as affordable senior housing. So they sold it to King County Housing Authority. In SeaTac, residents at the Furs Mobile Home Park tell each other to keep fighting. They hold meetings at their neighborhood school across the street from the park. Mobile homeowner Leticia Vidales says she's worried. One thing they can't replace is the sense of community.
Entonces cuidan como quien dice a los demás niños.
Vidales says parents pick up each other's children after school and watch out for them. People care for each other here. The residents are buying time in court. There's a trial coming up in April on whether the landowner followed city law about relocating residents. King County Housing Authority is appraising the land to figure out how much it's worth. The mobile home park residents say they want a chance to make an offer to buy it. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock in SeaTac.